Hi, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and on this podcast, we offer expert advice so you can have a fabulous sex life. You can find the complete podcast archive at pleasuremechanics.com, where you will also find a wealth of resources, including our online premium multimedia courses. These courses deliver you video, audio, workbooks, all sorts of beautiful resources so you can level up your sex life, learn new sexual skills, and become a more confident lover. When you're ready to level up, go to pleasuremechanics.com, select the course of your choice, and use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off. On today's episode, we are going to be sharing a little article we encountered. One of our jobs as your pleasure mechanics is to do lots of reading and research and bring you the newest studies and thoughts around sex so you can be up to date and current in your sex life. And we came across this article in New York Magazine. It's by Drake Bear, and it's talking about the trance elements of sex. And it really answers the question, why does sex feel so good? Which they say is the age-old question. And Charlotte's going to get us started by reading excerpts from the article. It's a pretty short one. And then we're going to dive into talking about how to apply this idea, this theory, to your own sex life and use elements of erotic trance to not only enjoy sex more, but connect more with your partner.
Before I dive in, I just want to say I'm really excited about this because erotic trance is one of the most exciting states that a human can possibly be in my opinion. And it's really hard to talk about because it's, language is hard around these like really interesting internal states that, and this is, it's something that I don't think a lot of people have words for or understand what we're talking about. So I feel like having more language around this is interesting and exciting to me.
From scientific studies, no less.
I know, that's always kind of
sexy. How hoity-toity.
So, we'll talk more about it, but I'm jazzed about this. That's all I want to say. Okay, here we go. One of the main questions in life is, why is sex so good? According to a new review paper, it's because sex, like dance, yoga, and other body-based pleasures, is rhythmic, and that rhythm has a way of uniting and heightening the senses. Authored by Northwestern University researcher Adam Saffron and published in Socioaffective Neuroscience and Psychology, the paper argues that intercourse can be such a magical experience because of entrainment, which is a fancy way of saying that it gets your brain, sensory, and bodily systems all rowing in the same sexy direction. What happens in the run-up to orgasm, he argues, is what goes on in most ecstatic experiences. Rhythmic perception and action lead you to attend more to the stimuli that's turning you on, leading to greater enjoyment and greater attendance, making for further enhancing entrainment, thus creating a positive feedback cycle of deepening sexual absorption. It's not enough to call this increased arousal or pleasure. A better way to understand the way people can lose their sense of selves during the act of sex is with trance, the same way that you might feel a sense of absorption on a particularly good night of dancing, a particularly strenuous yoga session, a particularly deep meditation, or a particularly satisfying run. Intensely focusing on immediate sensations, such as those produced by rhythmic stimulation, is likely to reduce the amount of mental capacity available for other things. Saffron writes, like ruminative self-narratives, wondering about what you could have been or generally having your mind someplace other than where you currently are. Such an experience of sensate focusing and altered self-processing may be most appropriately referred to as a kind of trance state, he writes. If this trance state occurs in the context of another individual who is similarly absorbed, then it could potentially contribute to feelings of connectedness along with the expansion of self-other boundaries. In a follow-up email, Saffron said that the most surprising finding from this research is how much sex is like other transcendent pursuits like dance or music. Sexual trance is probably similar to meditation and yoga in focusing on the rhythmic sensations of breath in the body, and sometimes on the often rhythmic motions of the body, he says. A vinyasa flow has a certain tempo and cadence to it, And of course, rhythm is everything in dance. He goes on to say, "The model of sexual experience as trance state suggests that people need to feel comfortable letting go in order to really enjoy sex," he writes. "This is consistent with much of what many sex therapists tell their clients. Although I think I'm suggesting something a little more radical here, I argue that neuroscience supports relating to our sexual experiences as altered states of consciousness. I think viewing sexuality in these ways could both help people to avoid taking sex and each other for granted, and it may actually help them to enter the trance states they desire."
Okay. So that was a lot of big words and concepts, and we're going to break it all down and translate it to what you can do to use this model to have a better sex life, right? That's our job after all. All right. So the idea here is that through the rhythms of sex and the sensory experience of sex, ideally, your mind starts focusing on those pleasurable states. The pleasure of it brings more attention, and you get into this positive feedback loop of going deeper and deeper into paying attention to the pleasure in your body. And paying attention to that pleasure drowns out other forms of awareness and mental chatter to the point where you're entering what he calls a trance state of paying exquisite attention to the pleasure in your body and going into an altered state of consciousness. That's the idea, that by focusing on pleasure, you go deeper and deeper until you're in this altered world of drowning in pleasure, and the barriers between yourself and the other person fall away, and sometimes you feel connected to the universe as a whole, and it's this deeply absorbed state of awareness. And he likens this to what happens during dance, yoga, hiking, other forms of physical pursuits that can take you to a similar trance state. We like to think that erotic trance is special and I think even more potent than a lot of other forms of trance because it is calling on so much of the body's pleasure and arousal systems. And so you get the dual benefit of being aroused and absorbed in this deep meditation of sensations. So you, Charlotte, say that erotic trance is one of your favorite states to be in. How do you relate to this article? What resonates for you?
I think he's using language really well to explain getting to this place that is beyond words, beyond mind chatter, where you're so deeply paying attention to the sensations in your body that you are in an altered state of consciousness. So that is similar, being drunk, being high, all of those things are altered states of consciousness, which is partly why, as humans, we love them. But there are also these more natural ways that you can stimulate our bodies to be able to feel high from sexual pleasure, from meditation, from dance, from breath. And it's just a sensation-filled feast of pleasure.
One of the arguments I have with the article is he says that intercourse can create this state. And I think that's just this scientific mistake that they make over and over again of equating sex with intercourse. So let's just be clear that you can reach this state through many forms of erotic activity. And intercourse might actually be one of the least effective methods of getting there.
Or you have to have a lot of skill before you can get to that point. Or it's an advanced one. Yeah, you can begin exploring erotic trance through masturbation, through genital massage. That is a fantastic way to start this process.
Oral sex too, I think, because these are one-way sexual activities. And when one person is just focused on giving and the other person is just focused on receiving and slipping into that trance state, it's much easier to get there than when you're giving and receiving at the same time, which most intercourse has that kind of cyclical dual focus model. So I think that the author of this study should get a lot of erotic massage and learn a thing or two about erotic trance. But what I love about this is he's talking about attunement and entrainment. Mm. So these are essential things. We talk a lot about how not to be distracted during sex, how to bring more presence during sex. And that's the key here, is focusing on your pleasure and allowing your brain to get fully absorbed in the pleasurable moment without mental chatter, without distractions, without shame, without guilt, all of these things that can clog up the works. When you are just fully present in the moment of your lover or yourself stimulating you, feeling that arousal, feeling how your body responds to it, that's the gateway, right? Like bringing presence to the moment is the gateway to erotic trance. You're standing on that threshold And if you allow yourself to be fully absorbed in that moment, then you can click into what he calls entrainment, where your body starts paying attention to the pleasure grows, that encourages more attention, and you get this positive feedback loop. This is essential if you want to build high levels of arousal, if you want to experience multiple orgasms, really if you want to access any of the higher states of, I want to say sexual enlightenment, but of arousal, of orgasm, kind of going beyond sex where you're kind of just doing it and it feels good and you're happy to be with your partner. Like, that's kind of the baseline of sex. If you want to get into ecstatic states of sex where it's what we would call mind-blowing, explosive, earth-shattering. We use a lot of metaphors for this because words are hard to find for this kind of experience. If you want that kind of sex, the very basic skill you have to master is being present with your pleasure, paying attention to your pleasure. And this is why we say massage is one of the best training grounds for sex, because during massage, when you can receive full body massage and train your brain to fully focus on the pleasures of massage, when it's not this heightened state of sex and you have all the anxieties around sex, if you can fully pay attention to your body during massage, that's like, yeah, step one, entry level erotic trance training. And that's a great place to start with your partner. It has so many other benefits as well. But one of the best things about learning to really give and receive massage fully is you begin this process of pleasurable entrainment, of getting deeply, fully absorbed in the pleasure in your body and just paying attention to that.
This is also where any kind of breath work, any kind of training that you have around massage, running, any of those kind of body-based, getting aware of your body, paying attention to your body, feeling your sensations, all of those are going to be great to bring into your sex life as well.
Let's talk about the rhythm of the breath, because I like he snuck that in there, of the rhythm of erotic breathing and maybe the rhythm of the sex you're actually having. And let's bring those two together, right? So rhythm is really important for trance states. Any tradition that explores trance, whether it be through dancing, drumming, spinning in Sufi circles, whatever it is, almost all traditions use rhythm to get the body into a trance state. And rhythm in sex is a difficult one because we tend to think of it only as like, you know, the pounding of intercourse. But you can create rhythm in all sorts of ways. And it's not just about maintaining the same rhythm forever. It's about rhythm and variety. Think of it as every great music piece has the rhythm, the consistency that kind of takes you into the song, and then enough variety that you stay interested. So I think there's both there. And I love that he talks about the rhythm of your breath, because that's your primary rhythm that carries you throughout all of life and that you're in control of. And we talk so much about breathing on this, and I'm always saying that, you know, breath is the most underrated sexual skill there is, and I stand by that. If you can really focus on your own breathing and rhythmically breathe throughout sex, you will improve the state of your sexual encounter no matter what else your partner's doing, right? Like, you're in control of that ship. And then you have the opportunity to layer upon that the rhythm of the sexual stimulation. And whether it's using your hands, your mouth, a toy, a tool, a penis, whatever you're using to create stimulation, to create sensation, if you bring awareness as a giver to creating rhythm and variety within that, then you're well on your way to creating an erotic trance state.
Beautiful. Absolutely.
What's interesting is, we were preparing for this episode, Charlotte was reading this article and she was like, I don't know how important rhythm is. And yet as her giver, as the one who takes her into erotic trance state, I say, oh yes, it's really important to you. And I think this is what's so interesting, is you're so absorbed in the sensations and in going on your journey, you're not always aware of the techniques I'm using to take you there.
Right.
And so as a giver, I'm really aware of rhythm, right? And I'll do things like, you know, you kind of start slowly. Like, think of a song that has like a nice crescendo, a nice build up. You like start slowly and you get the body into this movement and this pattern, and then you amp it up a little bit. And sometimes you amp it up and through fully paying attention, because there's also a trance state of giving, which we should talk about in another episode. That's one of my favorite places to hang out.
Mine too. And I think that's also an erotic trance.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's a trance of giving and of receiving, and we make such a good match in this way. But as you're giving, you're paying full attention to your partner, and sometimes you'll amp up the rhythm and start building it up into more intensity. And you have to pay attention. Do they want that intensity now? Is it the right time? Or do they contract a little bit and slip away from you a little bit? And then you go back to your baseline. Or you intensify it and they're right there with you and craving more. And then you can stay there and you go to another plateau. And then you change it up a little bit to like bring their attention back. Like sometimes I'll see your eyes flicker and you're wandering a little bit. And so I'll give you a little bit of variety, just enough to bring your attention back to your body. Mm. And we do this in massage too. I think anytime we're lavishing the body with attention and focus. By paying specific attention to what your giver's journey is, you can guide them to go deeper and deeper into their own sensation. And I think this is one of these advanced level skills as a giver of erotic sensation that you can really master, is using rhythm very deliberately to deepen focus, bring focus back into the body, take you into another place, build crescendos, and ultimately build climaxes. Because as you're approaching orgasm, we all know that place where you're right there and you're about to come, and what you really need is consistency and a good driving rhythm without it getting too intense. Like, you don't want to speed it up too much, but you want to stay right there in the intensity enough that the person climaxes. So I think rhythm is essential when we're talking about erotic trance. And I love this dual model of the rhythm of your breath and the rhythm of sensation.
Another thing, Chris is talking beautifully about the experience of being partnered and trying to get into these states together, using rhythm, using breath, using massage. I also want to talk about solo exploration. So if you are not knowing what we're talking about exactly, or you want to explore it deeper and you want to do this solo, this is where, for myself, I know that I love to create an evening of it. It's like I start with the shower, so you kind of relax your body, massage my body, dance, and then move into solo sex. Because doing that process, you're really relaxing yourself, you're getting your body into this place where the entrainment is easier, where feeling sensation and feeling in your body is easier. And this is sort of like fine-tuning your vessel to be able to feel more pleasure, to be able to be in this body place instead of the mind place. Like, you're switching off from the rest of life and you're just going deep into your sensations and your body. And I love that whole ritual of taking time to tend to your body in this way. And I feel like when I do those, have that time and create that time for myself, it of course makes it so much easier for me to experience deeper levels of pleasure within partnered sex, because it's easier for my body to drop into that place of sensation. So it's a training of your body and your awareness to be able to be deeply in the sensations, and it's a process.
But what you're also talking about is preparation for the trance state,
yeah.
Which again, if you look cross-culturally at different ways humans access trance states, almost all of them have a state of preparation. That might be fasting for a day or two. It might be ritual bathing. It might be certain kinds of chants. Preparing your body to enter an altered state of consciousness is essential. And how to bring that to your sex life? Well, as you said, maybe it's you each take an hour preparing your bodies. Maybe it's going through specific kind of rituals together. And one of the things I like about this short article is he talks about a particularly good run or a particularly good meditation session, meaning you don't have to get to deep states of erotic trance every time you have sex. Right? Like, this is a special experience. This is something you cultivate and have the intention of moving towards on special occasions once in a while. Right? Like, we don't want to put the pressure on you to enter an altered state of consciousness and see God and commune with the goddess every time you make love. Like, that's way too much pressure. But these tools, these techniques can be used to deepen your pleasure every time. Right? And so when you have a particularly amazing yoga experience, it might deepen your commitment to yoga. And every time you get back on the mat, you know what's possible, therefore you pay more attention and you take it a little bit more seriously and you commit to your practice. And when you have these extraordinary sexual states, and sometimes they happen by accident, and if you're lucky enough to have had one of these by accident, it can be that moment of like, what the hell just happened? Like, that was different than all the other sex I've had before. And if it happens by accident or through intention and deliberate use of these techniques, once you have this experience, it can be used to deepen your commitment to the sexual encounter. And that's how he ends this article, by saying it might make you take sex less for granted. We might remember just how sacred sex can be, just how powerful it can be, just how potent that connection with another person can be. because when you experience this with another person, it is super bonding. And we can talk about the hormones of that, that are flooded during orgasm and we're biologically designed to bond with our lovers. But there's something more than that. There's something really exquisitely precious about going into an altered state of consciousness with the attention of your lover upon you, and then coming back, meeting eyes, finding one another again, and being like, oh, it's you and me, and we're just two people in this room loving one another and giving one another pleasure, and this is important. We should do this more often. Right? Like, it can make you remember why sex is important. For your own body, your own health, but also for your relationship, and one would argue, for the good of the world.
Getting meta.
So we hope this has been useful to you. Any other closing thoughts on
trance? It can create more of an experience of love, potentially.
Yeah. Didn't I cover that? Say more, my dear.
Well, just that...
How do you experience love after emerging from a trance?
I experience love and gratitude because it's so exciting and interesting. It's such an interesting state of being, and it is so different from our regular, normal, day-to-day life that I feel like it's that feeling of, oh, with this person I can go on this adventure. Like, we didn't need to go out and consume all kinds of crazy things. We didn't need to go spend tons of money together, our bodies. We can create this phenomenal adventure that is a peak moment in life that actually you can't create any other way. It's like, this is like the pinnacle, you know, it's like one of these pinnacle moments of life. And it's so phenomenal that you can create this. It is a renewable resource that you can play with and explore and experiment with your partner. And I think that's so powerful. It's like, what else do we need in life? We need each other. We need to be able to like commit to our pleasure, be present with each other, really pay attention to each other. Like, that is a beautiful thing in life. Like, that is a really precious thing. And to prioritize that and make space and time for that is gorgeous, and I hope that we all do it more.
Yeah, that and a bar of dark chocolate and you're good to go. No, I know what you mean, and I think we've experienced that, like, as you emerge from trance, as we emerge from the dual trance of giving and receiving, there is this sense of
this is the best shit in life
and enoughness. Yeah,
and I think it does also create power, because you're like, I don't need as much other stuff. Like, if we can do this ourselves, then like we can create an awesome life. And I know I'm getting kind of like tangential here, but I think it's really powerful. Yeah. And I wish that we could all create these states and explore them together. And
well, another piece of this puzzle is, I'm talking about the cross-cultural analysis of trance. In our culture, we've lost a lot of the ways that we used to go into trance together. Other cultures have big rituals, big dances, big festivals, a lot of body-based ways they create trance in community. And we have very little of that. Some would say rock concerts.
Or raves.
Yeah, big dance parties. Like, those are kind of the vestigial ways of entering trance with other humans around you. And erotic trance is one that we can reclaim and bring back and use to create this altered state of consciousness, which I think is really important to being human. I think it's a state we all crave. We use the toxic mimics of drugs and alcohol to try to get there.
Video games, movies, all of those create trance states.
And erotic trance is one of the best, most accessible ways, and we want to root you on. And so we're exploring this topic we've talked about in some other podcast episodes. If you have questions about it, if you are like, that sounds great, but how do I really get there? Be in dialogue with us. We want to hear what your experience of this is. If you try it out, let us know how it goes. Be in touch with us. Come over to pleasuremechanics.com/hello. Leave us a voicemail message or write us an email. We'd love to hear from you. And as we've been mentioning recently, we would love a favor from you. If you like this show and want to support what we're doing, please go to iTunes and leave us a rating or a review. You just log into your iTunes account, go to podcast, search for Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics, or just search Pleasure Mechanics and we'll come up, and leave us a rating or a review. It really, really helps us. We're currently at 20-some reviews, and we'd love to reach 50 by the end of the year. Can you help us do it? There are thousands of you listening to this. Let's mobilize, folks.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
It's a huge help. And one of the ways you can show us that you're listening and that you care. All right. I am Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
and erotic trance.